the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
You guys are jerks.
For the record,
he's back.
For the record, that was not me. I did not say that. That was a pre-recorded message.
I know, that wouldn't be the first thing you say after you've been gone so long.
Yeah, and contextually, I probably said it in a moment where you guys were being jerks.
Hope everybody out there is having a great morning this morning.
What's wrong with him? He's lost his mind.
Tell me about it. You've been here. You haven't been here in a couple of weeks.
Ooh.
Hey, welcome to the Wake Up Crew. John Ding is Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett with you. Monday, October 21st. This is episode 1516. We say it like that now. We don't go 1,000, but we go 1516.
It's like when we got to 2010 and everybody's like, no, none of this 2010 nonsense.
Yeah, 2010. This is 1516 episode. Rockville's at Blackman today. No, Friday. I was thinking of last week's.
Riverdale, today's Monday.
Riverdale Blackman. This is Rockville Blackman.
Yes.
I get so confused.
Am I going to be doing
the game this week?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I skipped last week.
Oh.
yes, it was an unexcused absence.
Yeah, he marks them down. Keeps a record of
them. What's he going to do, fire you?
MTSU's at Jack State. That's Jacksonville State, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Your
Jacks.
Saving room. There's a lot of stuff on here today.
Well, you griped about it last week, so there's more down there now for you. So.
And hello, 5 p.m. airtime for the MTSU game. Election Day is 15 days from today. That's early voting already has started, and it lasts till October 31st. Have you voted yet? Early voted?
No, I'm going this week.
Yeah, I voted second day, 8 minutes.
That's good.
Of course, there's not a lot on the ballot.
No, it's pretty quick.
You know, like four, like boom, 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 and you're out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween's in 10 days. We talked about Halloween candy. Are you going as anything this year? Are you going to dress up as anything?
I don't think so.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Fall back to standard time in 13 days.
Woo!
Ooh, that's official. Fall back to standard time.
Fall back to standard time.
Fall back. You gain an hour.
Aren't you excited about that?
Okay, here's what happened. He's had a weekend, and he has brought up some new sound bites, you know, for us. Thanksgiving break is 34 days away, and Thanksgiving Day is in 38 days. Just like that. Another holiday. Another week off.
That's true.
So, what are the Barretts? What are your plans for Thanksgiving? What are you guys going to...
Oh, who knows? I have no idea.
Sardines and crackers at the Leanna Food Market or something, or what?
It's the food's not the problem. It's when can everyone get together?
Well, in 1 year, I guess 2 years ago now, me and Megan hosted Thanksgiving, and I thought it went great. Because it's just, we're the only ones on both sides that at that point that were married and whatever. So I thought it went spectacularly, but there were...
You cooked the turkey?
I did. I made the turkey, and
yum.
I made green bean casserole.
In a big... Black skillet,
but that will probably not happen again. So
ever,
who could know?
Wow,
not for both sides of the family. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you want to host the Barrett Thanksgiving, I'll be more than happy to let you do that.
Dalton, why don't you just have a very special? This is just an idea. See if you think. What do you think of it? A very special John Thanksgiving.
Oh, just me and you.
Just you and me and Daddy can come.
And I'll make the mashed potatoes, and I'll make the green bean casserole, and I'll make the turkey, and I'll make the ham.
Yeah, and then I'll bring the chest pie.
Okay.
Okay? What are you bringing, Brian?
I'll bring the plates.
He's not invited.
Well, I can't wait for Taco Tuesday because he brought us something.
He did.
Today that... Oh, I know he's going to talk about it tomorrow.
I just want you to have time for you to review, eat and review it, you know, so.
I may need more than one.
There are four left, I think.
Well, they'll be gone.
Yeah, they're not making it.
No. And I guess we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween today.
It's another sound effect.
We're getting ready. It's almost time for our Halloween spooktacular in 10 days. We do have
a Halloween spooktacular?
We do some kind of stupid Halloween show every year.
Really? I didn't know that.
Sure, why not? Well,
but he acts like it's an annual.
We've been doing it every year since the show started.
Wow, well, I'm glad you told me.
And the show has always been the same because we just go back and pull the stuff that we've already downloaded.
617, let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny for the first half of this week as our temperatures will be peaking in the mid to low 80s. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of patchy fog to start our day out today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies today and a high near 79. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear for low around 47. Tuesday, we warm up to 81 with sunny skies. Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 51. Wednesday, we'll have a high of 83. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter of your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years.
Hi, this is Jack Hayes.
And this is Wade Hayes. It's an election year, 2024. Please get out and vote.
Make one of our Rutherford County locations your pre or post voting spot. Stop by Toots and make sure you get out and vote.
It's the American way.
And after 39 years, we still have our $6.99 daily lunch special. So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
This is Charlie Pitts, Murfreesboro Singing Barber. I want to start this thing off by getting everyone that's got a business to lower the prices. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. We need to do all we can to get the prices down for each other. And everybody all over has got real high prices, and we need to lower them. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. I'm Charlie Pitts Barber. I'm at 2528 Las Casas Pike.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T-Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In postseason baseball, Game 6 of the National League Championship Series, and the Dodgers eliminate the Mets with a 10-5 win. LA's Tommy Edman had a home run, and four RBI. Will Smith went deep with two runs driven in as the Dodgers win the series 4-2 to advance the World Series. They'll face the New York Yankees in the Fall Classic starting on Friday. Checking games to note from Sunday's action, Week 7 in the NFL, the Chiefs knock off the 49ers on the road, 28-18 in a rematch of last year's Super Bowl. Chiefs are now 6-0, only remaining undefeated team left in the NFL because the Vikings lost at home to the Lions, 31-29. That's Minnesota's first loss. Both these teams are now 5-1 on the season. Packers edge the Texans on a late field goal, 24-22. Both teams 5-2. Sunday night, Steelers over the Jets, 37-15. Pittsburgh's 5-2. Bills down the Titans, 34-10. Buffalo 5-2, and Washington 5-2 after the Commanders crushed the Panthers 40-7.
The wake up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. You can connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. You know, I actually got to see MTE for the first time on Salem Highway because usually there's so much traffic and construction But it's starting to ease up a little bit. You can tell that they're starting to make progress.
Oh, good.
And I actually saw the building. Very nice building out there on Salem Highway.
They just added on to part of that, I think. So.
Salem Highway, the happening place to be in Murfreesboro.
It's the place to avoid until they get it all done.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Memorial Boulevard every single day. Even if they do construction, it's still the same.
Medical Center has a Raising Cane's now. Ooh. I think it's officially open.
Yeah, let's see, what's today?
21st.
I think maybe today.
I think it's either today or it may be Thursday that they open. I can't remember.
Well, can you imagine the line down there by Medical Center?
Yeah, it's going to be horrible. Give it like a month and then go.
They'll have to build another lane on Medical Center Parkway just to
especially
get into Canes.
The Trader Joe's is going to open soon. And
now, can you dine in at Canes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they depend a lot on drive-through.
Yeah, it's a fast food restaurant for sure.
Right by Whataburger.
Right by Whataburger. Now, if you gave me the choice, which restaurant, Murfreesboro can only have one, Whataburger or Raising Cane's, I'm going Raising Cane's all day.
Strong
all
statement
day.
There.
All day.
Our song of the day today for Monday, October 21st, Most Annoying Songs.
Part one.
Part one.
We're going to skip it next week and then the next week come back to it. But here's our most annoying song of the day.
P-P-A-P. I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
Okay, I think I've heard enough of that. That's pen, pineapple, apple pen. P-P-A-P.
Pineapple, apple pen. This is horrible.
That's by Pico Taro.
That may be the worst song I've ever heard. Did that ever score? I mean, was it a hit?
Are these in order?
No.
Oh, this is number one.
Yeah, ish.
Because there's at least two songs on this list that I actually really like. I'm looking.
Oh, there's one song he put on there because he doesn't like it.
Uh-huh.
Never has, and I know he put it on there.
No, it was on the list.
No, I don't believe it.
Well, so, let
me see the list.
Okay.
Pat Whitaker is the. I hate it when we argue. Pat Whitaker is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her concern for her older neighbors, hosting Bible studies and preparing meals and visits. Pat is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Don't forget to send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. Same number for birthdays for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Sunday, Monday birthdays. Give us a shout. Facts of life. The facts
of life. Did you know that bamboo makes up 99% of a panda's diet?
Well, they could feast at my house.
Yeah, they could live over there at Brian's, that's for sure. 624 on the crew.
Due to the threat of incoming thunderstorms, Stones River Manor has decided to postpone the yard sale that helps to raise funds for the annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. The new date of the yard sale is October 18th and 19th. All the funds raised go to the Alzheimer's Association to further research a cure for Alzheimer's. And the team in the Walk to End Alzheimer's for Stones River Manor is called Manor for Mike, named after Mike Gann, who worked with families at the manor for the past 30 years. Gann passed away in December of last year.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
It's easy just to start off of taking the macular degeneration vitamins and going on the Mediterranean diet. Those two things each cause a significant decrease in the risk of you going from the dry form of macular degeneration to the severe form, which is the wet form of macular degeneration.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. CandyStore.com, an online candy retailer specializing in wholesale and bulk orders, has sought to determine the most popular Halloween candies in the country based on the last 17 years of sales data, specifically sales per pound from the months leading up to Halloween. The retailer also breaks down the results by state to give a better understanding of the crowd-pleasing candies that even the most hardened Halloween hooligans would likely love. On a national level, there's been somewhat of a shakeup in terms of our country's candy preferences, at least when compared to previous years. The latest tally suggests that M&M's have overtaken Reese's Cups as the nation's preferred Halloween candy overall for the first time since a retailer's been keeping track. Top three favorites in Tennessee are Snickers, Tootsie Pops, and Skittles. Have any winter travel plans? The historic Biltmore Estate has announced its plan to reopen November 2nd after closing to repair damages following Helene. The yearly holiday event lasts until January and features the estate covered in Christmas decorations from wreaths to garlands as well as thousands of ornaments. The Biltmore says for more than 125 years, they've been a witness to the resilience of the community of Asheville. Biltmore also says that welcoming guests back to the estate provides critical support to the community. Score one for your local letter carrier. Some 200,000 mail carriers have reached a tentative contract deal with the U.S. Postal Service that includes backdated pay raises and a promise to provide workers with air-conditioned trucks. The new agreement, which still needs to be ratified by union members, runs to November of 2026. They've been operating without a contract since May of 2023. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are getting ready for some Good Neighbor events, another look at the weather, and we'll also be checking traffic this morning as well. Dalton has joined us, and I want to first talk about his little trip to, not a little trip, but his trip to the Dominican. And
is this the music?
Okay, but anyway, it was an interesting trip, fun trip. Everybody had a good time.
Yes, it was a very good trip.
But you had some personal problems.
I had the Black Plague. I don't know what I had. I didn't have a chance to go to the doctor because I was there. But day two, I started coughing and got a sore throat. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's just allergies, whatever. And then it just progressively got worse over the course of the week. Then towards the end of the trip, I started to feel better. So at least in the airports, I was good. But it was rough there in the middle.
Did you have like the worst sore throat you ever had that first day?
No. I've had worse, for sure, but it definitely hurt. It was not fun.
The most recent time that I got sick, it was like the worst sore throat that I've ever had in almost 50 years. And then the next day, no sore throat at all, but then it was everything else. It was nasty. Yeah.
There was one night I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was shivering, and it was 95 degrees in the place where we were sleeping, and
what
I was sweating.
What is so sad is you're there.
There's nothing really you can do. I took some... I don't know what the medicine is called. It's Dominican Dayquil. It's all in Spanish. Who knows? Could have been fentanyl for all I know, but it helped me. It felt a little better. Just power through. Tylenol. I took a lot of Tylenol trying to kind of get the fever down and that kind of thing. But
do they have air conditioning there?
In some places. Where we slept, we did not. The girls did. They had air conditioning where they slept, but the guys didn't. So...
And it was pretty warm there.
Yes, it was very warm. Very warm.
So you're sick. It's probably...
over 100 in the day. Oh. At night, it got down to maybe 90. And we're in a tin building, too. I mean, the roof is, you know, it's concrete and tin. That's what the building is made out of. So
I spend most of the week watching hurricanes and, you know, where my loved ones are.
Well, we knew pretty early that the storm wasn't going to hit where we were. So that was good. We knew it was going to miss us. And we got some rain, not as much as you'd think. But we were more concerned for Miami because that's where we fly into.
Right.
So, but Miami Airport was the only airport that had a flight from where we were to Florida that didn't get shut down. The rest of the airports we could have flown
to
got shut down.
You did have a delay,
down,
though, so. Right? Did you have a delay? No?
We were right on time.
Okay.
No delays, no cancellations. All of our flights went very smoothly. So.
And I'm sure Mr. Jackson helped you a lot.
He did. He was great. He you should be very, very proud. So he did a great job.
Well, I hope he fixed my smoke alarm. I'll talk about that. I'll talk about that in a few minutes, too. That's an interesting story as well. But we've got to talk about some events that have happened in history.
Ah.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Boy, man, that cough.
Whew. It's not a fun one.
Oh, geez.
But I feel great. At this point, I really do. I feel just normal. I've just got a cough I can't shake.
You're sleeping good. You're sleeping
good. Yeah, sleeping okay. Great.
I guess Megan was glad to see you.
Yeah.
1964, the film version of My Fair Lady, directed by George Cukor and starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, premieres in New York. It was the Academy Awards Best Picture of 1965.
On the plane. And where's that blasted plane?
In Spain. In 1975, Elton John is given a star in Hollywood.
So, I didn't know this until recently about the Hollywood stars, but actors just buy those.
Do they really?
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Nobody's giving them away. They have to buy them.
Wow.
Isn't that so
funny?
The Hollywood Walk.
But don't you have to be invited to be able to purchase it?
I think so, yeah. but lots of people get invited, but not everybody actually purchases their
Is that why
plot.
Pat Sajak can get one?
I guess.
And so can Elton John.
Batman's got one. He just got one a few weeks ago.
I'm going to skip down to 2018. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is presented with the Mark Twain Prize, comedy's top honor, at a ceremony in New York. And that is a look at... you can buy your...
You buy them.
Brian Barrett.
on the
Hollywood Boulevard.
That's a nice ring.
You got to get nominated, though, man.
Well, that's true. That's never going to happen.
That's never going to happen. Brandon Brooks is standing by, though. He could get one. And he's standing by with Rewind. We're going to have more of the Wake Up Crew coming up. It's 6:33. Stay with us.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 21st, 1988.
You're living in a romance novel.
Sharing our dreams. The release of the romantic comedy.
You really believe this 30-year-old guy is going to leave his wife and live happily ever after with you?
Mystic Pizza, starring Julia Roberts.
I'm going to be slinging pizza for the rest of my life.
October 21st.
Now let me tell you something, kid. That's the real world out there.
1994.
That's a lot rougher place than you think.
The release of Woody Allen's Bullets Over Broadway. It was a financial flop.
Or not to be. That's the way it goes.
But was nominated for 7 Oscars and won 1.
Shut up,
I'm Brandon Brooks.
The monkey glands are working.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny for the first half of this week as our temperatures will be peaking in the mid to low 80s. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of patchy fog to start our day out today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies today and a high near 79. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear for low around 47. Tuesday, we warm up to 81 with sunny skies. Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 51. Wednesday, we'll have a high of 83. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter of your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Good morning. Finishing up a couple of rags we had out here a little bit earlier. We're seeing it trying to build already coming in from Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area right now on 40 westbound all the way in to Hermitage. Donaldson still holding up right now through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 northbound as you come up through Williamson County headed towards South Nashville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. Check them all out today. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. All the best of the best to get rid of your pet. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Some creepy night tours at Oakland's mansion, Thursday, October the 21st. Don't miss those. The tours of 20 and fewer guests are at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. And it is spooky. Put this on your calendar. The final Friday Night Live is Friday, October the 25th. Right up on the Murfreesboro Square, you don't want to miss it. It's free. The final Friday Night Live of the season features the Pilots. You definitely don't want to miss that one. 6:30 to 9:30, Friday night, October 25th, right there in front of the courthouse. You need to get those tickets for Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Foundation's Wine Around the Square. That's Saturday, October 26th, 6 until 9, all around the Murfreesboro Square. And what a wonderful cause. Don't forget, early voting is October 16th through the 31st, and Election Day is November the 5th. You've heard us talking about this one, Life Skills Training Classes, every third Tuesday at Greenhouse Ministries. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for two decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Payful buses is like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
Three times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before 7 o'clock last week was unbelievable. Now, that's only because I was the one doing the judging. Tell that total you had from last week. Wasn't it? You have it recorded.
4-3-5-4-5.
Oh, that's pretty good.
3-point high, four, actually.
In my absence, in my time to reflect on the show, I think the judging has become a bit stale.
Well, here's what we're going to do this week. I am not going to judge at all.
Oh, wow.
You're going to do solo judging to compare one week to the next.
Oh, no.
To see if perhaps we have been a little bit unfair. Or fair. Or biased. Or whatever the word is.
I've had crowds tell me stuff. Anyway.
Crowds?
Uh-huh.
I've had crowds tell me stuff.
They go by his house in Leanna, honk at him.
Guy walks into the library and says, I'd like to order a cheeseburger and fries. The librarian looks at him and says, this is a library. The guy says, I'd like to order a cheeseburger and fries.
It's dumb. It's dumb. Oh, I like it, though.
I've been saving that one.
Building suspense. Building suspense, and I give it a 4.5.
Wow, good job.
CBS News Brief. Birthdays and burgers on the presidential campaign trail. Kamala Harris marked her 60th, and Donald Trump made French fries at a McDonald's near Philly.
I think I'll get her some flowers. Maybe I'll get her some fries. You're right. That might be. I'll give her some McDonald's. I'll get her a McDonald's hamburger.
The vice president at a church in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Our strength is not based on who we beat down, as some would try and suggest. Our strength is based on who we lift up.
Israel says overnight airstrikes hit a dozen branches of a Hezbollah-run bank in Lebanon. The BBC's Lena Sinjab is in Beirut.
The issue is that these branches are located in residential areas, and many people had only 50 minutes to rush out of their homes.
Four people were killed, including a child, when a helicopter crashed into a radio tower in Houston. KHOU's Igochi Iloka.
It's not clear where the helicopter was headed. No homes were damaged as of last night.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Have any winter travel plans? The historic Biltmore Estate has announced its plan to reopen November 2nd after closing to repair damages following Helene. The yearly holiday event lasts until January and features the estate covered in Christmas decorations from wreaths to garlands as well as thousands of ornaments. The Biltmore says for more than 125 years they've been a witness to the resilience of the community of Asheville. Biltmore also says that welcoming guests back to the estate provides critical support to the community. CandyStore.com, an online candy retailer specializing in wholesale and bulk orders, has sought to determine the most popular Halloween candies in the country based on the last 17 years of sales data, specifically sales per pound from the months leading up to Halloween. The retailer also breaks down the results by state to give a better understanding of the crowd-pleasing candies that even the most hardened Halloween hooligans would likely love. On a national level, there's been somewhat of a shakeup in terms of our country's candy preferences, at least when compared to previous years. The latest tally suggests that M&Ms have overtaken Reese's Cups as the nation's preferred Halloween candy overall for the first time since a retailer's been keeping track. Top three favorites in Tennessee are Snickers, Tootsie Pops, and Skittles. Score one for your local letter carrier. Some 200,000 mail carriers have reached a tentative contract deal with the U.S. Postal Service that includes backdated pay raises and a promise to provide workers with air-conditioned trucks. The new agreement, which still needs to be ratified by union members, runs through November of 2026. They've been operating without a contract since May of 2023. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Hi, this is Taylor at Bell Jewelers. Come in with your loved one and find the perfect wedding band to go with your beautiful engagement ring. Here at Bell Jewelers, not only do we have men's bands offered in the contemporary metals, we probably spend just as long with the man as you do the woman to try to find what band they like best. It's a fun experience, and here at Bell Jewelers, we're here to help you make that decision. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
12 before the hour. You notice I'm not saying 6-something. I'm saying 12 before the hour.
12 before the hour.
In case there's syndication. In case we ever get syndicated.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we could be syndicated to Woodbury, you know, Warren County, Tullahoma.
Playing stuff like this?
Well, you're playing stuff like that.
We have dreams.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it make you want to dance?
Not really.
The only one I see it making dance is you, unfortunately. Man, I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
You know, we're supposed to, when we fall back or spring forward, we're supposed to change our smoke alarm, okay? All right?
Right.
So it's coming up. Well, I don't have to change my smoke alarm because it just always starts beeping. So I have one in the living room and I have one in the bedroom. So it's going beep, beep. The dog is like going nuts. In fact, I opened the door. I came home the other day and I opened the door and it was just doing like that. And Chipper's going crazy. I mean, he's like, because he's usually standing right there at the door for me. Well, he's in the bedroom just going. So I figured out it was the bedroom one. Well, you have a battery plus it's plugged in. Okay.
Oh, plugged in.
Yeah. So I take it out and do the unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
Still going off. So I take the battery out and I replace it with another battery. Still going off.
Mm.
So it's like that Friends show where Phoebe is like trying to get the smoke alarm to stop and it just keeps beeping no matter what she does.
I don't know why the batteries don't last longer.
So when I replaced the ones in my house when we did the remodel a couple of years ago.
Is that going to beep all the way through this whole segment? Okay.
Yeah, it's an hour of it.
Oh.
The ones that I got are 10-year batteries, and you just replace the whole thing. It's got a battery inside of it that lasts for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
So the new ones that you buy like that, you don't have to necessarily put a battery in.
Well, when we bought our place, there were no smoke alarms. So I put up all of the smoke alarms in the house. We've lived there under a year, and I've already replaced all of the batteries in all of the smoke alarms.
Hmm. Well, you're supposed to replace them twice a year.
Hmm. Why?
And
why doesn't it last longer?
Like what? Well, it's the battery.
Well,
supposed to do a spring break fall back.
What is it? What is it doing to use the battery?
It's monitoring. It's monitoring for smoke. But yeah, you're supposed to do it when you change time. Since you do it twice a year, that's kind of been the thing to do.
You know, I am surprised when Brian. Well, anyway, Brett's going to fix it for me. But anyway,
good. Well, that's good news. I didn't know it plugged in, though. So it's got a power source to it?
There are certain things that I just don't
understand.
So
you're always going to have a smoke alarm, whether it beeps or not. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, whether that's going to do you any good, I guess it activates it.
I'm sure it uses the electricity, yes. And then if the power goes out, it's got a battery backup.
Right, backup, yeah.
It's just there are certain things I don't understand.
But it's the battery that's causing the problem all the time.
Why do they wear out so quickly? Windshield wipers are another thing. There's no reason that I should need to replace windshield wipers twice a year. Just make them better. You know what I mean?
Well, you need to be like Brian. And what I was going to say, I am so surprised that Brian Barrett has any money at all. Because in some things, he buys the most expensive, the most, you know.
Those weren't the most expensive.
10-year batteries.
They were just at Walmart. That's the only thing that they sold there.
Oh, okay. So if it's at Walmart, then okay.
That's where it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called a Kidda smoke alarm.
The ones I got, I liked because they're smaller. They're like low profile, smaller ones. They're like half the size of the other ones.
That's where money goes. Just kidding.
They were the cheapest one they had at Walmart. I don't understand.
Why did I do this show? And why
are you still here?
I don't know. Hey, let's do some birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, the celebrity birthday list is pretty low, but the local birthday list is hopping.
It's on point.
Yep, here we go. In 1833... Alfred Nobel, the Swedish chemist who invented dynamite, founded the Nobel Prizes and born in Stockholm, Sweden.
Dynamite!
It's funny because it's the Nobel Peace Prize and he invented dynamite.
I can't really.
A bomb.
Judith Scheindlin, 1942, jurist and television personality. She became Judge Judy, born in Brooklyn. In 1956, Carrie Fisher, American actress. She played Princess Leia in Star Wars.
There she is, the fair lady.
But to be honest with you, she wasn't in much anything else. Although she was an author, a writer. In 1980, Kim Kardashian, American TV personality, born in Los Angeles, California. And those are celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays. You want to read them?
I haven't done it in a while.
Go ahead.
Sure. Local birthdays yesterday. So this was this past Sunday. John Morris, Scott Abernathy, Sam Johnson, Drew Campbell, and Ronald Collins. Celebrating today, Helene Colvin, Brian Hercules, Jennifer Burks, Brenda Height, Ben Cunningham, Jean Host, and Katie Peachy all celebrating today.
Those are the birthdays that we have so far this morning. If you'd like to add to that list, the number is 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today is a very special day.
Oh, no.
So if it is your birthday today, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to your favorite Mexican restaurant and get the biggest plate of nachos you can, because today is International Day of the Nacho.
It's not Taco Tuesday.
I know.
It seemed to me like they would have put that on Taco Tuesday.
Me too. They messed up.
Well, it's always October 21st.
Don't worry. In Murfreesboro, you can find just about any Mexican restaurant you want. It's 6:55. Let's take that last look at the weather. Then we're going to stand by for news.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny for the first half of this week as our temperatures will be peaking in the mid to low 80s. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of patchy fog to start our day out today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies today and a high near 79. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear for low around 47. Tuesday, we warm up to 81 with sunny skies. Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 51. Wednesday, we'll have a high of 83. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter of your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Starting to build already in certain spots, like 24 at 840 here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville through the Antioch area. Still holding up right now, down from the north on 65 southbound through Millersville. It's moving around quite a bit in the Mount Julian area. They're leaving Wilson County on I-40, headed on into Hermitage. Hey, Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company, mention this ad. You get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today at 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing mental healthcare.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, folks, I'm going to have to leave.
How are you?
Brian's taking over the second hour. I appreciate you being with me here on this first hour, though, each and every morning. I'm totally grateful. Our good neighbor of the day today is Pat Whitaker. For her concern, for her older neighbors, hosting Bible studies and preparing meals and visits. Pat's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And did you know that if you want to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, it's super easy. It's very, very simple. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone. You'll get a link back. You can fill that out. It won't take you much time at all. I've done it before. That's how you nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day. If you want to get your birthdays or anniversaries into us, 615-893-1450. Call or text that number or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there, because we're going to give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Stand by. The news is coming up next from CBS. You're listening to News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS. Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
15 days.
We're way up in the polls. We want to keep it that way.
What kind of country do we want to live in?
Hearing in death penalty case.
I look forward to welcoming Robert to his Texas Capitol.
Deadly flash floods.
Before I know it, I was swept off.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Election Day, 2 weeks from tomorrow, and it was an intense weekend on the campaign trail, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
USA! USA!
Former President Donald Trump on offense last night in Battleground, Pennsylvania, visiting a Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Thank you very much.
It capped off a day of campaign stops.
And I've always wanted to work at McDonald's.
That included a visit to a McDonald's, closed just for him, where he tried scoring political points, claiming without any evidence that Vice President Harris didn't once work at the fast food chain while in college.
She never worked at McDonald's.
She says she did.
I think these people work hard. They're great.
In Georgia, Harris went to church.
What kind of country do we want to live in? A country of chaos, fear, and hate, or a country of freedom, compassion, and justice?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And later, Stevie Wonder showed up and sang to Harris on her 60th birthday.
No, people talk about a bucket list. I think I have just checked off a whole big one.
One of the late golf legend Arnold Palmer's daughters calls Trump's recent campaign references to her father's genitalia a poor choice of approaches to honoring his memory. Now to Houston, where a private helicopter crashed into a radio tower last night, killing at least four people. Eric Cheney lives near the crash site.
I didn't know if it was a chemical explosion. My immediate thought was just to honestly get in my car and evacuate.
The helicopter had taken off from an airfield 17 miles away. Lights on the radio tower had not been working for several days. Just south of Savannah, Georgia, there's an investigation after Saturday's ferry dock collapse that left seven people dead. CBS's Christiane Benavides.
J.R. Grovner rushed toward the screens coming from the water where the gangway had collapsed.
The current has taken him out.
Grovner pulled out anyone he could, performing CPR and even using his boat to save an infant.
So I took the baby and I shot to the mainland.
Grovner says bodies of the dead were lined along the shore. Survivors rushed to local hospitals.
Overseas, correspondent Deborah Pata reports this morning from Beirut as targets in Lebanon remain in the crosshairs of the Israeli military.
A wave of Israeli strikes overnight across the country, some striking dangerously close to Lebanon's only international airport. Israel says it was targeting what it regards as Hezbollah's de facto financial arm, Al-Qaid Al-Hassan Banks. But their branches also serve civilians who trust them more than the traditional financial institutions. And with every fresh Israeli strike, more people are forced to flee their homes. Already 1.2 million have been displaced, setting up makeshift shelters wherever they can. Residents like Mona Jabour are worried about the long-term damage this war will inflict on everyone here.
Everything's crumbling under our feet. It's just a disaster to see that young people are being brought up on violence and wars, and this is going to perpetuate new hatred.
Texas state lawmakers are due to hear today from a man who was just 90 minutes from being put to death by the state last week.
57-year-old Robert Roberson expected to testify in a Texas House committee hearing. Lawmakers subpoenaed him last week, allowing the state Supreme Court to temporarily stay his execution. A bipartisan majority of the Texas House believes Roberson's 2003 conviction for murdering his 2-year-old daughter should be overturned due to the state's junk science law. Committee Chair Joe Moody.
The way shaken baby syndrome was understood 20 years ago isn't good science anymore, yet the Court of Criminal Appeals hasn't weighed any of that evidence.
Roberson would be the first ever executed for a shaken baby conviction. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
At least two deaths have been blamed on flash flooding in and around Roswell, New Mexico. Hundreds of people had to be rescued, including a county sheriff who posted on social media.
I am sitting on the roof of my cop car. I am completely surrounded by water.
In New York City, jury selection begins today in the manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny, the Marine vet charged in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely last year. Some passengers said Neely, a 30-year-old black man, was yelling on the train and acting in a threatening manner. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
This particular type of chokehold, they are going to argue, was one that, as a Marine, he knew or should have known had the potential to cause death. The defense is going to argue self-defense.
The Biden administration has proposed a new rule that would allow people with private health insurance to get over-the-counter condoms, morning-after pills, and birth control pills for free. Well, CBS's Matt Piper tells us striking machinists at Boeing will vote Wednesday on a new offer.
Boeing and the union representing striking machinists have negotiated a new contract proposal that would provide bigger pay raises and bonuses in a bid to end a costly walkout that's crippled production of airplanes. But the union says the new offer would not restore a traditional pension plan, a key demand of the 33,000 striking workers, but it would increase the amount of contributions to 401k retirement plans that Boeing would match.
Hundreds of frozen waffle products sold at leading retailers, including Kroger, Walmart, and Target, are being recalled. The manufacturer Treehouse Foods says they could be contaminated with listeria. The fifth and deciding game of the WNBA Finals on ESPN went to overtime.
28 years in the making, the New York Liberty are WNBA champions!
The Liberty beat the Minnesota Lynx 67-62 to take the team's first title. Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers won the National League pennant.
Deep left center field. Back goes Nimmo. Cleaned up Tommy Edman. A two-run blast.
Tommy Edman's third-inning home run sparked the L.A. offense in a 10-5 Game 6 win over the New York Mets. The Dodgers and New York Yankees begin World Series play Friday night. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Brian Barrett with you this morning, joined by John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Time to check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and I'm here with my dad, Wade. Dad, what's your favorite food at Toots?
Well, you know my favorite thing has not changed. It's our fall-off-the-bone Danish baby back ribs. I love those.
And they're $14.99 on Saturdays and Sundays all weekend long. Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. Swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny for the first half of this week as our temperatures will be peaking in the mid to low 80s. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of patchy fog to start our day out today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies today and a high near 79. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear for low around 47. Tuesday, we warm up to 81 with sunny skies. Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 51. Wednesday, we'll have a high of 83. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter of your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still working this accident in Rutherford County on Fortress, right over I-24. This is actually the second one we've had here this morning. Traffic's on the increase, 24 leaving Rutherford County up through the Antioch area going westbound. 24 there at Bell Road as it builds now out of Wilson County on I-40, especially the Mount Juliet area on 40 westbound as you head towards Hermitage. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at 991-2358, online at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
It is a Monday, Monday here on the Wake Up Crew, October the 21st, episode 1516 of the Wake Up Crew. We've got high school football and MTSU this week. Rockville at Blackman on Friday. Middle Tennessee at Jack State on Wednesday. 5 o'clock airtime for that one. Early voting going on as Election Day is just 15 days away. Halloween, 10 days away. Thanksgiving break for schools, 34 days away. Thanksgiving itself is 38. And by the way, we fall back to standard time in just 13 days. Yuck. But you get an hour.
An hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it'll then
also
it gets dark.
Be dark at 4 or 5 o'clock.
Do you notice how dark it's getting now? It's like 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be 5.
It'll be worse.
Stinks. Okay, our song of the day, we're looking at the most annoying songs.
Did you pick this? Or did this like come up while I was away?
I just thought about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We're going to do Halloween songs next week, and then we'll do another set of annoying songs the following. But here is today's most annoying song. It may, in fact, be the most annoying song ever.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
Pin, pineapple, apple pin from Pico Taro. PPAP.
Pin, pineapple, apple pen.
There you go. Song of the day.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Pretty annoying, isn't it?
I could have gone the rest of my life without hearing that, and I probably would have lived a better life.
You could hear it again if you wanted to, but I'm not going to do that.
I never want to hear it again, ever.
Well, you'll hear it one
more time.
Oh, no, I won't. I'll be gone.
No, you got to stay.
No, that's the last 4 minutes of the show.
Oh, I'll show you.
So,
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. Not even a little.
Headline. Houses versus weddings. According to Zoocasta, weddings are skyrocketing. In fact, there are cities where a down payment on a new house for the happy couple is cheaper than the nuptials themselves. Mm. In places like New York City, the average wedding, $63,000. Putting an 8% down payment on a home, around $55,000. Rounding out the top five cities where weddings are pricier than a condo, Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Atlanta.
I've always wondered why that's so important to have a wedding.
Here's
a
my
wedding.
Theory.
Wedding.
Here's
you
my
were
theory.
Married. You,
yes,
you,
I was.
You were married. You had a wedding.
Here's my theory, and this is a theory I have for lots of things, not just weddings, but it influences weddings. It influences.
Be sure you put the record button on.
Okay.
I had a very lovely wedding, and I enjoyed it. However, I also understand weddings are not for the person getting married. They are for the family so that they can celebrate and all that kind of stuff. I think what's happened is with social media, with everybody having their own little group of followers and TV and media, people have seen so many big grand weddings. They want to have their own and they want to have the ability to show off what they have and what they're, you know, what they're going through, which is not a bad thing, but that leads to people wanting nicer and nicer and nicer and more expensive and more expensive and more expensive weddings. Factor in inflation on top of that and how much more expensive everything has gotten, and it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It just keeps getting more and more and more expensive.
Some people, I'm not naming names, some people like to have weddings 3.5 hour drive from the residence
well,
of where you
was,
live.
That really was, it was a cost thing. It was cheaper to get married there than it was anywhere in Murfreesboro. So that's what we
decided to
do.
It was a cost thing, all right. It cost me half a tank of gas. Oh. It was a
you
beautiful.
You didn't have to come,
it
John.
I wanted to be there.
Well, I appreciate
he
that.
He came for the hot dogs. What are you talking about?
No, I didn't even get one there. I got one at the station 2 weeks later.
Oh.
It was a beautiful wedding place.
And it was like I said, compared with places that we priced out closer, it was much cheaper.
It really wasn't that far away, but I tell you what bugged me. I misinterpreted how far the place itself was in Dixon.
Yes.
Because you get to Dixon and you go, oh, well, I'm almost here. Then you look down at your GPS, it goes, 34 more miles. It was on the other side of Dixon.
Yeah. And then it's the windiest road.
And I was running late, and it really scared me because I thought I timed it perfectly. And
You walked right up.
Yeah, right before the bride came down just about.
You weren't
yeah.
the only one. One of my friends got there
I was sitting
through
with
the
him.
Ceremony.
He sat with me. I was on the back row.
Another headline.
Great dogs, though.
Premier 6 Cinema expanding.
No.
Premier 6 Theater Number 1. They have got it closed for remodel.
Yes, I saw. So they're putting in new seats.
Yep, they're going to have rocking seats, an upscale layout, and they're also going to use that for other things like they've been doing a Smash Brothers tournament. Gaming tournaments and stuff, so you can see it on the big screen, which has been good.
What?
It's Smash Brothers, it's a video game.
Oh.
Yeah, they have little video game tournaments, but you can see it on the big screen and compete on the big screen, and it's been pretty big for them.
These seats, I saw them, because they were just sitting in the lobby last time I went to see a movie, and they're very padded, very cushy, and they're not the full, like, reclining seats. But they do have a little foot rest that kicks up when you lean back.
Oh, nice.
So,
well, can they have weddings there?
I'm sure.
Can you imagine having a wedding there and then show a movie?
Oh, well, yeah.
And the popcorn and stuff would, just pay for everybody's popcorn.
What's the Notebook?
Yeah.
But the seats, I think what they're doing, they're taking out every other row of seats in that theater, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be more space between each one, and the seats are a little bigger, a little more padded, that kind of thing.
That one should be done by early November, so in a few weeks. And I talked to Dave Gober, it's been months ago, I guess the last time we went to the theater, he was
Brian's talking about that.
Yeah, he knows the owner or whatever.
But he was talking about, I think their idea is to make that expansion through the whole thing eventually. So
yeah. I like that idea of them using different things for the theater.
Yeah. They used to have a church in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the if you haven't been in a while, you should go check it out.
Check it out. All right, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In postseason baseball, Game 6 of the National League Championship Series saw the Dodgers close out the Mets with a 10-5 win. LA's Tommy Edman had a home run, drove in 4. He was the NLCS MVP. Will Smith a homer and 2 RBI as well, as LA scored 8 or more runs in all 4 of their wins in the series, which they take 4-2 to advance the World Series. They'll face the New York Yankees starting on Friday. Checking games, a note from Sunday's action from Week 7 in the NFL. The Chiefs beat the 49ers on the road 28-18. Kansas City at 6-0 is the only remaining undefeated team in the NFL because the Vikings lost at home to the Lions 31-29. Both teams are 5-1. Packers edged the Texans on a last-second field goal 24-22. Both teams are 5-2. Sunday night, it was the Steelers over the Jets 37-15. Pittsburgh's at 5-2. Bills topped the Titans 34-10. Buffalo 5-2. And the Commanders crushed the Panthers 40-7. Washington is at 5-2.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd. On the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Over the next 5 minutes, we're going to learn a few tips and ideas on how you can get healthy. Here's today's Sunshine Nutrition segment featuring Kim Hillsman Dunaway.
This morning, we're joined by Kim Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna. So, Kim, what are we talking about today?
Well, it seems unfair for us to just talk about the ladies last week with menopause. I think we need to talk about the men's counterparts this week, which some people call andropause, which some people like that term, some people don't like that term. They're different because with menopause, women have a lot of hormonal changes in a very short period of time. I mentioned last week, 12 to 18 months usually is where they have a steep decrease in the amount of progesterone that their body makes, and either a steep decrease or increase in the amount of estrogen that their body makes. With men, it's more of a slow decline that usually starts in the 30s. Some people are late where they may not experience it till to their 40s, but for it's more like maybe a 1 or a 2% drop per year. And so it's usually so subtle that you don't really even notice it until one day you're like, you know, I don't have as much energy as I did. My, you know, things don't seem to be functioning as well as they did before. Like, what is going on? And so there is a natural decline in the amount of testosterone that men will make over a period of time. And so the question then becomes, okay, well, what do we do about it, right? What do we do? What is our answer to what the women do? So things that increase testosterone naturally in men, a lot of things. So there is Tongkat Ali. There is Yohimbe. There is fenugreek, typically an extract form of fenugreek versus just the whole herb form. The whole herb form you might see in sinus formulas because it's very good for mucus. The extract form you'll see in a lot of hormonal forms because it's really good at making testosterone. For instance, you might see Damiana. You'll see a lot of ginseng in those types of formulas, particularly a Panax or red or Korean ginseng. So all of those different types of supplements are really good to help increase the testosterone levels of men. So it's always very interesting because men will make their own concoction. We have tons of combinations, just like we do for nearly every disorder that you could think of, right? There's a combination of multiple types of herbs. The men's section is no different. We have lots of libido formulas, lots of testosterone formulas that have multiple things in there. But no two men are alike. And so some might like just this one bottle. Some might like this super horny goat weed plus Yohimbe. Somebody might like the Tongkat Ali plus this particular combination. They will find their own combination that works. But those are usually the different types of herbs that are going to help. Just like I'm going to say with every single condition, right? Certain processed foods are not helpful for your testosterone, your ability to make it. It suppresses your body's ability to make those things. You know, can't think of the guy's name that made the supersized documentary that died recently. And of course, it later came out that he had a lot of liver issues and what have you. But it still doesn't by any way underscore what came out of that Super Size Me documentary, right? His testosterone levels after a month of eating McDonald's were way lower than they used to be. And it has also been shown that the testosterone production in men now is lower than what it used to be 40, 50 years from now when we didn't have as much processed food. I actually heard a stat the other day that says 90% of the dollars that are spent on groceries are spent on processed food. That's wow. crazy,
that is
right?
crazy.
And a lot of people go through a drive-thru all the time. It's convenient, you know? Men, women, men probably more so than women, especially if they're single, because they're less likely to go home and make something on their own. Because I work as a dietitian a couple of days a week in a mental health facility. And so I'll talk to a lot of men there, and there's like ramen noodles, can of beans, you know, like nothing that's like super, super healthy, right? And so
is all ramen of these, that bad for you?
Well, if you eat it three meals a day, that's yeah. a lot of sodium, right?
Yeah.
Not a lot of protein, a whole lot of things, right? But yeah, and all these kind of decrease the amount of testosterone, because a lot of the anxiety increases that we've seen, a lot of the mental health and depression that we've seen increase in men, you could definitely look at the lower testosterone as one of the reasons for that.
Interesting. But yeah, when you start looking at ramen, it's like a college food, you know, but we're still eating it today.
It's easy and it's cheap.
That's right.
But it should is. Not be a whole food group.
But now, like I ask, in regards to hormones with women, do these issues take a long time to fix?
So it depends on how long somebody's had the problem, right? If you've had low testosterone for 4 years, I'm not going to give you anything that's going to fix it in 4 days. It's going to take longer. The earlier we jump onto these things, the easier it is. But for women, like I said, they have that very intense change very quickly. For men, it's been more of a slow decline. But I have seen men in especially about 60 days have a blood test before they got on one of the supplements and get a blood test after, and it be back at normal even in that period of time, right? So a lot of the libido formulas, people are going to notice it working very, very quickly. It does not have to work for 2 months before it starts to work. It's not Viagra or Cialis, right? But it's not going to take forever either.
Again, Kim Dunaway with us with Sunshine Nutrition Center in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And what are the addresses of the two locations?
Here in Murfreesboro, we're located at 621 South Church Street, and in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us.
Here's a snippet of next week's segment.
Geriatric pregnancies, as they're called when people are over 35. They don't recommend that pregnant women do a lot of fish when they're pregnant because of the potential for mercury. A lot of your white tunas, for instance, are very high in mercury.
And don't forget, 25% off every Tuesday at Sunshine Nutrition Center, locally owned and operated. They have two locations in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks asking for your vote.
Payful buses is like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I mean, Sue Hall and the whole staff is immediate family. And the residents here we're all friendly. It's a pleasant place. There's always things to do. It's rare for a facility like this to have staff like this.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
That's terrific.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Spend your middays with us, Rick and Bubba. We're on WGNS each weekday from noon till 2 on Rutherford County's Good Neighbor Station. News Radio WGNS.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 Monday morning, October the 21st. It's episode 1516 of this experiment we call the Wake Up Crew.
And yesterday we had birthdays for John Morris, Scott Abernathy, Sam Johnson, Drew Campbell, and Ronald Collins. Today, Helene Colvin, Brian Hercules, Jennifer Burks, Brenda Height, Ben Cunningham, Gene Host, and Katie Peachy have birthdays. Happy birthday.
Yeah. And if, you want to say it in unison?
No.
If you or somebody you know shares a birthday with these folks, go ahead and send them in. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. So get them in now.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
We're checking on local news after traffic and weather together. 7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We're looking sunny for the first half of this week as our temperatures will be peaking in the mid to low 80s. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of patchy fog to start our day out today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies today and a high near 79. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear for low around 47. Tuesday, we warm up to 81 with sunny skies. Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 51. Wednesday, we'll have a high of 83. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter of your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Good morning. Wrapping up a couple of wrecks out here, including this one southbound Ellington Parkway, just before you get down to the bottom here at Spring Street. Also, finishing you have the paperwork on a wreck out in Rutherford County at the intersection of Fortress right at I-24. Traffic's pretty heavy now on 40 westbound coming through Hermitage, Donaldson, in from Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Hey, Nash Painting, a non-franchise painting company. Mention this ad, you get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today at 912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. CandyStore.com, an online candy retailer specializing in wholesale and bulk orders, has sought to determine the most popular Halloween candies in the country based on the last 17 years of sales data, specifically sales per pound from the months leading up to Halloween. The retailer also breaks down the results by state to give a better understanding of the crowd-pleasing candies that even the most hardened Halloween hooligans would likely love. On a national level, there's been somewhat of a shakeup in terms of our country's candy preferences, at least when compared to previous years. The latest tally suggests that M&Ms have overtaken Reese's Cups as the nation's preferred Halloween candy overall for the first time since a retailer's been keeping track. Top three favorites in Tennessee are Snickers, Tootsie Pops, and Skittles. Have any winter travel plans? The historic Biltmore Estate has announced its plan to reopen November 2nd after closing to repair damages following Helene. The yearly holiday event lasts until January and features the estate covered in Christmas decorations from wreaths to garlands as well as thousands of ornaments. The Biltmore says for more than 125 years, they've been a witness to the resilience of the community of Asheville. Biltmore also says that welcoming guests back to the estate provides critical support to the community. Score one for your local letter carrier. Some 200,000 mail carriers have reached a tentative contract deal with the U.S. Postal Service that includes backdated pay raises and a promise to provide workers with air-conditioned trucks. The new agreement, which still needs to be ratified by union members, runs to November of 2026. They've been operating without a contract since May of 2023. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Washington is broken, and not just a little. Radical left elitists have betrayed our country, trading common sense for woke politics. An unchecked invasion at the southern border, China buying up U.S. farmland, historic inflation that has American families fighting to survive, all while the left gives trillion-dollar handouts. It's bad. But without leaders like Marsha Blackburn, it would be worse. Marsha Blackburn has never been afraid to take on the woke mob or her own party. That's why Marsha led the fight to make sure Tennessee is never burdened with a state income tax. Now Marsha is fighting every day to restore sanity in Washington and to protect the rights of Tennesseans. Marsha Blackburn is more than the leadership we need in the Senate. She's the leadership that will save America for the next generation. Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 our time. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS, and it is time for...
Name That Tune.
And the first tune on our list.
Used to rule the world.
Rule the world?
No, it's something with kingdom. And I have no idea who sings it.
Hey, really, I do know it. I know
got,
it.
It's got kingdom in the
I
title.
I can see the guy singing it. He's been on Disney Channel some, too.
I'm going to say 2009.
I'm going to go 2012.
I think he's got a real regular name, too.
It is... Oh, it's Viva La Vida.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm way off.
Coldplay.
Coldplay. Yeah.
That sounds like Coldplay.
It does sound
Coldplay. I guess it is, because it is Coldplay.
Yep. All right. Next time.
Name That Tune.
Adele.
Maybe. This is a recent song, for sure.
Gotta love the long intros.
Oh, I lied. This is not a recent song. I'm going to say 2002. I don't know who it is. I've never heard it, but 2002. It sounds like 2002, doesn't it?
Boom, shake. You've never heard it, but you don't know it's 2002?
That's my guess. It sounds like the early 2000s.
It sounds like an instrumental to me. I have no idea.
Ah! Porcelain, 1999, Moby.
Well, you were right.
I was close.
Yeah.
I was close. Moby.
Name That Tune.
Gangster's
Walk
Paradise.
Walk to the Shadow of Death.
Tupac?
Maybe. I was thinking like Big Daddy or Mr. B.
I take
or,
a look at my life and realize there's nothing left.
That's from a movie, too.
Ah, Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
1995. Coolio.
Coolio, yeah.
Coolio.
Coolio.
Should have guessed that one.
Name That Tune.
Freak out. Freak out.
Chic.
Yeah.
Chic. La Freak.
Freak out.
That would be...
You got the year?
Not 70s, early 80s, maybe. Is it around your time?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to say 70s. I'm going to say 79.
78.
Okay.
Wow, very good guess.
Was it Chic?
Yes.
Okay.
La Freak, Chic.
Name That Tune.
Hit my motor running.
Born to Ride?
Steppenwolf.
Is it Born to Ride? Is that the name of it?
What would
Let's
be the
play
year?
A little of it.
Is this late 60s?
Get your motor running. 67.
Right out on the highway.
Or 69. 68.
Steppenwolf, born to be wild.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Name That Tune.
This is what I heard when the Martians took me up into their ship.
Mia Kate Jackson at age 2.
This is The Box 2020 by Roddy Ricch.
No.
I should have recognized that. But it's supposed to be a car. That's the sound of a car driving.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Name That Tune.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Saturday Night Live.
Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
Hurt me, don't hurt me.
Well, we know the name of the song.
No more.
Anybody know who sings it?
Well, Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan.
This is by Hathaway.
One hit wonder.
1993, What is Love?
93.
Name that tune.
When's gonna be the day? I don't know.
I won't. Oh, I should have known this. This is Wonderwall by Oasis, 1995.
All right.
Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna fly back to you.
And that is Name That Tune.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
Adam's Place is tailored to you.
Well, I'm on a salt-free diet, so they're very good to you.
And exercise?
Well, I do a lot of walking. I have a bed bag.
Peggy Cunningham invites you to...
just come on and live with us.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, day one here of this week of The Wake Up Crew, about in the books on a Monday, October 21st, episode 1516, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, that's MTE's internet company, is expanding. They recently announced an $85 million plan to extend service to an additional 77,000 MTE members. Learn more at mte.com/internet. That's United Communications, fast, local fiber. Pat Whitaker is the good neighbor of the day today for her concern for the older neighbors, hosting Bible studies, preparing meals and visits. Pat Whitaker is a true good neighbor, receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. If you would like to send in your nomination for a good neighbor of the day, simply text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to get those to us, or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Same thing, you'll get a web form. You can save it in your favorites on your phone, and you'll always have a way to take a couple of minutes to nominate a good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Guy walks into the library and says, "I'd like to order a cheeseburger and fries." And the librarian looks at him and says, "This is a library." So the guy says, "I'd like to order a cheeseburger and fries."
Replay.
The replay really doesn't help him out.
But he sounded a little bit more like Batman in that one.
Cheeseburger and fries.
4.5.
Yep.
And a new way to judge.
No. It's not a new way to judge. Yes. Just letting him do it for a week. I'm taking a week off.
You just being lazy or what?
No. Wow. Wow.
Just kidding. What have we learned on the show today?
There's a game Friday. We learned about Dalton's trip. Mm-hmm. He was sick through most of it.
Most, yes.
We talked about smoke alarms that I can't get mine to stop.
Beep.
Did you throw it?
No, beep. I didn't do that. But Brett took care of it. We talked about Premiere 6 and the new changes they're making.
Yeah, it's Theater One that's getting the change.
And we talked to our friends at Sunshine Nutrition.
Ah, yes. I always love hearing from them.
And don't forget the wedding cost versus down payment on a house.
Oh, how could we ever forget?
That spurred some interesting conversation.
You really went in depth too, Dalton.
Well, you know, sometimes I just have to get all philosophical when you're as brilliant as I am.
I just don't understand how that becomes the end all. You know, I mean, it just...
Well, when your status is the pictures you can post online, you have to spend more money to make your status seem greater.
You know, I think a lot of it's tradition, too. You know, we can't get away from that. You know, people just think they ought to have a big wedding. It is a fun thing. I mean, sure. it can be a lot of fun. I mean, where are you going to see Brian doing a kind of low crawl at a wedding?
That's true.
That's the only place you're going to see that happen.
That's true. Unless you're here in the studio when he does some very funny dances, but nobody ever sees that other than us.
Well, he does dances, but he also does it out of pain.
That's true.
Falls on the floor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That happens. So that's what we learned on the Wake Up Crew today. If you want to listen back to the podcast, it'll be up shortly.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
A 90-year-old woman with no heirs signed a contract with her 47-year-old lawyer, giving him her apartment upon her death, but he had to pay her a monthly allowance until she died, and she outlived him. And now the widow continued the payments. She received approximately double the value of her apartment.
Mm.
So,
wow.
Yep, she's still a kicking, I guess. All right, song of the day. We're looking at the most annoying songs ever.